Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Jamie Fox from Castleview Hospital. We're going to be talking about another exciting Halloween activity coming to the area. And that is Castleview Hospital in conjunction with WorkPoint hosting their 8th annual Trunk or Treat. Jamie, pleasure to have you in today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate y'all.
And you know, we were talking about it a little bit before we came on air, but 8 years, 8th annual, that's crazy to think about. This is an event that's been serving the community for the longest time now. I remember going to this trunk or treat when I was in high school and middle school, and now I'm an adult, and that's just crazy the longevity this event has had.
Nope, I've put my heart behind it, so yep, this is year number 8, and it's still going to be as exciting and as fun and as scary as always. I've got a couple, even put in a couple of new things this year, so it's not just the same stale old, oh, let's walk around the trunks. No, it's going to be even more exciting this year.
And that's what really helps with the longevity of this event, is those surprises that you're always throwing in. Each year, something new is bound to happen. I think that really adds to it. Can you give us a preview of the surprise, or do you want to keep that kind of under wraps, make sure that it's the most surprising that it can be?
Well, let's just say, well, we probably have a new hot dog cooker this year, so that will be a surprise. We're glad to have that person back in town. And yeah, I'll keep the others under wrap because I think you're going to be blown away by what they are.
You know, it's always exciting to see what those surprises are. But of course, with any trunk or treat event, the star of the show is going to be those trunks. But the location of this one makes me feel like it's one of the safest that you're going to have in the Castle Country. I mean, not only are you guys already spot on with safety measures, making sure no cars are coming flying in and out of that parking lot, but you guys, it's also right at the urgent care. So that really adds to that aspect of safety.
It almost definitely does. And the other thing we do is the city allows us, you know, to block down that street in front, so we don't have any stray cars coming around or the long lines. And I apologize for those. We do the best we can, but the long lines, we still have safety in front of that building.
Now, as we kind of look at the planning process for an event like this, how early in the year do you have to get started to plan these trunk or treats?
I start going through in my head maybe the day after, but I give other holidays their due, and I probably start on January 1st.
You know, it's always interesting to kind of hear the behind the scenes of it. So when January 1st rolls around, you know, you've had some time for yourself to kind of think about what you want. What does it look like behind the scenes in terms of getting everything prepared for this event?
Well, what worked, what didn't work, what needs to be improved, what's a new surprise I can bring? What can I bring? I even have some of our trunks, they start planning day after. They're like, oh, this is what we're doing next year. And each trunk, each year when they bring it bigger and better. And, you know, I'm so glad to be partnered with employers in town, employers, you know, that work with the hospital, that work with WorkPoint. So we're able to bring that to our community, and they're happy to be a part of it also.
Yeah, and these trunks are absolutely spectacular. No shade to like any church parking lot trunk or treats, but the people who show up to this one are really dedicated to what they're doing. These trunks are spectacular.
They are. They are spectacular, I do have to say, and I'm very proud of them.
Now, we've talked about eight years this has been going on. Have you seen any trunks that kind of stick out in your memory as your favorite, or is it just kind of too hard to decide what the best one you've seen would be?
I think it's too hard to decide because each year there's those few standouts. You're like, oh, that was spot on. And then next year, that particular group will bring another one that is spot on. And I'm like, how did they even come up with that? They're so creative. I'm so surprised.
No, the creativity some people display during these things is just spectacular. You never think of it yourself. They're just knocking it out of the ballpark. Now, of course, with any trunk or treat for the kids, there's going to be lots of candy, and that's always a draw for them.
That's lots of candy, lots of fun, lots of kid-friendly stuff. There'll be a few small scary things, of course, that does come a little bit with Halloween, but also bring your kids. Hospital supplies a free hot dog meal, so it's not just a hot dog. You get a hot dog meal, and please remember that word, free. It is free.
And that's the big thing. This is all free. You're not paying to get in. This is free. Free entrance, free hot dog meal. So much fun to be had for free. That's the big word of the day. Now, let's run through the nitty-gritty for people. Where is the trunk or treat taking place? When is it taking place? And when can they expect to show up?
Okay. It is this Saturday, October 18th. It is held in the Castleview Urgent Care parking lot, which is 317 East, 100 North. The street closes down at 2, depending upon where you might want to be in that very first line. I hate to say show up at one or show up at two, but, you know, maybe that's the time to show up to get in line. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you want to get in as soon as possible. And honestly, the fact that you were able to just rattle that off the dome, I can attest there's no flyer sitting in front of her right now. That was off the dome. That's how organized and prepared she is for this trunk or treat. Now, Jamie, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just come and have a good time. I just want you to come and have a good time. No stress, no strain, no nothing. Just come and enjoy.
Well, Jamie, it's always a pleasure to have you in. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest, Jamie Fox, and we're talking about Castleview Hospital and WorkPoint's 8th annual Trunk or Treat coming up this Saturday, October 18th, from 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Castleview Urgent Care parking lot at 317 East 100 North in Price. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.